Welcome to the Heal Here podcast. I'm your host, Kate Flick, aka Oracle Lightworker. I'm a Holy Fire 3 Karuna Reiki Master Teacher and Akashic Records Reader. I also happen to be a Gemini, don't judge, a 5-1 emotional manifester and empowered empath. I am literally obsessed with helping you heal and showing you that you are your own best healer. Join me here where we will explore different techniques and modalities and where I will share personal experiences and channel guidance to help support you as you move along the spiritual and healing path. I am so glad you're here. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I know I want to. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heal Here podcast. Thank you to the Pointer Sisters for bringing us in today with our spiritual karaoke for May. It's gonna be May. I know you're expecting JT today. I know you're expecting JT, but that is not what was coming through for me. And today is actually May 1st. I'm recording on May 1st and I am loving the new energy. And I feel like that song is a good sign. It is a good sign for things to come this month. I am just happy that April is behind us. And I feel like you shouldn't maybe think like that. I know we need to focus on being in the present moment, but April literally kicked the living crap out of me. I'm trying not to swear because the book that I referenced last week, Waking Up in 5D, was talking about the impacts of using curse words. And I am known to have a bit of a potty mouth by times. Try to keep it off the podcast as much as possible. I think I've gotten better, actually. I used to swear a lot more. And I find now I don't really like hearing swear words. So, you know, I obviously shouldn't be using them. But there's something in the book about how these words, because they are used usually to put emphasis on something, there's usually kind of a negative connotation around these words, and maybe they're used aggressively in a lot of situations, and the energies behind these words have an impact. And I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but it's almost as if, like, when you are using these curse words, you're invoking some of these energies, these collective energies, because these have been used, you know, for many, many years to convey maybe a certain emotion or message. So she was just saying it's important to be careful with your words. And so, I don't know, is crap a swear word? Hopefully, it's baby steps over here. I'm going to say crappy instead. So I'm going to try to keep the swear words to a minimum over here at the Heal Here podcast. So if you are new today, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope you weren't deterred by my poor singing. We always start the episode with a song that usually has a message, and a lot of times it can take over the whole episode. Today, I don't feel like it's... I'm hoping, and the sense I'm getting, and we'll see what unfolds here, is that this song is representing the energies of this month, and that feels really good to me. I could use some exciting energy, some positive energy, because I feel like with all the craziness of April, and April, I think, astrologically speaking, is the most energetic, or was the most energetic month of 2024. Just with the eclipses and Mercury retrograde, it was a lot. And so if you're coming out of that, I'm just seeing an image of somebody like this straggly old cat. I don't know why. like the meme of this like straggly old cat. Like I've seen this meme before. Anyhow, so if you're feeling that way, like, oh my gosh, like April kicked my butt. You're not alone. Okay. These energies really had to get in there and peel back those layers. And what I'm seeing is some of these layers were very stubborn. They're showing me somebody peeling off, I don't know, like a sticker from something. And you know how some stickers will just peel off effortlessly and it's so satisfying. And then most stickers, like, you know, a sticker on something that you've purchased at a store, they're showing me that, you know, the ones, especially Winners, if you live in Canada, the Winners stickers, like, what the heck? Like, figure that out, people. It like ruins the objects that you're purchasing because they are so stubborn. They will not come off half the time, or maybe it's just me, but you know, those stickers that it's like, are you kidding me? Like just a little corner comes off and then you're trying to get this sticker off. That's what they're showing me. They're showing me that to compare it to the layers of conditioning that are really stubborn. They don't want to come off. Like some people are were holding on to these layers that they needed to let go of. Being very stubborn about it. And of course, this is all subconscious, right? You don't want to let these things go because these layers were protecting you in some way. And so, yeah, I can see for a lot of people probably listening, there were some uncomfortable shifts and changes that occurred for you this past month in April. And just know that these things had to happen. Okay, it's part of the plan. Felt maybe, you know, I'm hearing again, like rip the Band-Aid off. That phrase or saying has come up a lot lately. And people, I don't know, I feel like I've said it. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. I know it's come through in people's one-to-one sessions. I haven't had a lot lately, but in any of, like, there's been a couple that I've done and that phrase has come up. And then I've had people saying it to me about different things in my life. And I'm like, okay, this is a major sign right now. And I think a lot of us, perhaps in April, were called to rip the Band-Aid off. Okay. In certain situations, maybe with a relationship or a job or a living situation, I don't know. But if you were called to rip the Band-Aid off, it does sting. It hurts. And they're almost showing me, it's like, it's worse. Like the lead up to ripping off the Band-Aid is so much worse. And they're showing me like a young child and like how it could sometimes take like 5 to 10 minutes to like this pep talk that you're doing with this child to get the band to just say, okay, I'm going to do this. And then the kid is pulling away. And then there's just this whole back and forth. And there's like a lot of procrastination and a lot of hesitation. And they're just saying, they're also showing me somebody getting their tooth pulled, like with like tooth floss. I don't know. You tie tooth floss. Is that what it's dental floss, tooth floss? Dental floss around a tooth and then you pull it out, which, oh, I hate. Ooh, that's just a gross image for me. But it's, they're saying it's like the lead up was worse than actually pulling the Band-Aid off. And they're showing me some people, you know, that maybe May, they're using the word dichotomy, or they're showing me like May split off for some people listening to this podcast. Is like some people in April, the Band-Aid was supposed to come off, and you, they're showing me you as a child, like negotiating, like pulling away, doing this dance, and your Band-Aid didn't come off. So it's like you put it off, like you procrastinated this Band-Aid pulling off. And if that was the case, okay, your opportunity obviously is still there in May. So I feel like the energies, like this is a collective energetic forecast, if you will, for anybody listening. But I feel like I'm hearing there's two different realities, like two different energies, I guess, for May, for the people listening, because I just keep seeing the split. It's like some people pulled the Band-Aid off last month and some people didn't. So if you know full well that, yeah, oh yeah, I had multiple Band-Aids pulled off, okay, then this month is going to look different for you. I'm seeing, and that's where I'm hearing the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. And maybe I'll get into, maybe I'll focus my words on that first, and then I'll talk a little bit about the people who are in limbo. Okay. I'm seeing people straddling the energies of April, May, and I'll talk a little bit about that maybe at the end or whenever I'm guided to. So just going back to the energies from that song, like I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Okay. If you went through some big changes in April and you feel like the rug was pulled out from beneath you, that's another phrase I've heard a lot and I felt it myself in the last month. They're saying like you may still feel very much out of control, okay? But like these energies are going to support you this month, and that's why you're like, I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. It's like they're showing me that some of these shifts that took place last month have opened up new pathways for you, but also new levels of awareness. And it's like seeing a lot of spiritual awakenings and also like, I don't know, like a deepening. If you've already gone through kind of your first spiritual awakening, I mean, I just feel like there's layers to the spiritual awakening. We're awakening every day, but a lot of people talk about their first experience with spiritual awakening and they call it their spiritual awakening, but they're showing me it's like there's not just one, it's happening over and over and over again. But for some people, this last month has sparked something within them. April has really opened their eyes to kind of what's going on. And I'm hearing the word agendas. And I don't know if that means some people are maybe perhaps seeing the world like politically, like looking at like politics and world organizations and different things and seeing agendas and like seeing through certain things. But I'm also hearing that the word agendas, like you're actually seeing the agendas of people in your life. Like, what is their agenda? What are their motives? Like, and I'm seeing that some people have had a bit of a harsh awakening. They're starting to see through people, see their agenda, I guess, and how you're probably, like, some people are seeing how they fit into that agenda, which could be really difficult to acknowledge and become aware of, become conscious of. That could be really heartbreaking for some people. And I'm seeing the blinders are coming off. And this goes hand in hand with the peeling back of the layers. Like those layers that you were holding on to, that you were clinging to, prevented you from seeing the agendas, okay, of the people in your lives, like the larger agendas politically within the world. Like I'm seeing that this one group of people who are listening are just seeing things so much more clearly now. Okay, I'm just seeing an image of someone like looking through these glasses that are super cloudy. And that's how that was your perception, like a lot of your life. You didn't even, it was normalized to you because that's how you were seeing things through these kind of foggy, cloudy glasses. And then you got them cleaned. It's like, what the heck? You are seeing things so clearly and seeing things you never saw before because the cloudy glasses prevented you from perceiving your world accurately. And the cloudedness of your glasses was due to your conditioning. So I feel like, and again, they keep showing me April and May, like this, they're using the word straddling. And so I feel like some people are already there, okay, with seeing with more clarity, or some people are going to be moving into that more in May. And that energy from the Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Like, they're showing me like some spiritual awakenings with like perceiving higher like dimensions, like having higher levels of consciousness, conscious awareness. And there's a giddiness associated with that. Like, and also there's kind of a fear. Like, it's scary. It's like, I'm about to lose control, but I think I like it. Like, there's something within your soul that's like, knows that you're on the right path. But when the veil is lifted, when your glasses are cleaned and you can see things more clearly, it's freaking exciting, but it's also overwhelming. They're also showing me, like, you know, you've seen these kind of maybe stories, these stories on Instagram. I don't know. I've watched something before where children or people hear for the first time where they hadn't been able to hear, and then they get maybe a cochlear implant or something like that, and then it's recorded, and it's like they cry and just like they're overwhelmed with being able to perceive their environment and connect in a new way because they have their sense of hearing. And I can only imagine what they're showing me is like, yeah, like this, it's amazing. Like, it's, that's exhilarating. That is so freaking exciting. Can you imagine not being able to hear or not being able to see and then having your sight restored or having some type of, you know, procedure done where you can see or where you can hear? Like, can you imagine the joy and excitement? But then also think about, they're showing me conversely, there's something that people don't talk about. There's overwhelm, like too much stimulation. They're showing me like the person being overwhelmed by all the noise and the sounds that they never had heard before. It just becomes, they're just almost saying like noise pollution, or, you know, maybe being visually overwhelmed by what you're seeing. And now, okay, they're also bringing this in. Now they're saying that people's gifts, either they, and again, they're showing me April, May on the calendar, straddle. So this could have been happening for you in April. It may be happening into May that your gifts are coming online. And so people may, you know, your third eye opening up and you're seeing things, like when you're meditating, you're seeing visions, or if you're perhaps doing Reiki and you've never had visions before, you start to see visions of things, or your dreams, like your dreams, you're getting these messages in your dreams. You're hearing things clairaudiently. Like, if this is new for you, you can go back and listen to an episode way back on the clairs. Okay. And the clairs are just the ways in which we communicate with spirit. Okay. We are all like psychic. We all have spiritual gifts. Okay. Like, everybody is capable of connecting with the spirit world and receiving information. Okay, it's just that a lot of people haven't developed these skills. Okay, they were pushed down. Okay, and as children, we had these, you know, people had these skills, these talents, these gifts. They were more online, but they were pushed down. Okay, and they're showing me the conditioning again, and societal conditioning, like your family conditioning, all of that created those layers that hid those gifts that you've always had. And now they're showing me with these layers being removed that these gifts are coming online for people. And if you already have had these gifts online, I'm seeing a sharpening, okay, of these skills. And I'm seeing some people who are further down the path. Okay, it's not a hierarchy. It's about people on different parts of the path. And they're showing me it's a spiral path. So it's not always linear, right? But they are showing me some people really stepping into their gifts this month, like light workers, star seeds. People are being activated. People are being called to step into their gifts, to step into their power. And you are needed at this time. So if you are somebody who is called to be of service during this time of great growth and spiritual evolution and of ascension, this is your sign. It is really time for you to allow yourself to be seen I'm hearing throat chakra, like there needs to be some focus on the throat chakra this month. There needs to be some clearing. I'm seeing some blockages here where people, I'm hearing witch wound, like people are afraid to speak their truth. They're afraid to share their gifts. They're afraid to be seen because of the circumstances in past lifetimes. And this is your sign that you need to step forward. You came here at this time, at this pivotal time in history, to be of service, to assist in this shift. And they're just saying, no more beating around the bush. Now they're saying it's time to pull off the Band-Aid, rip off the Band-Aid. So if you, yeah, they're showing me that like some people may have ripped off the Band-Aid last month in with a relationship, just as an example, okay? Or with their job or something, but they're saying, oh, there's more Band-Aids to be ripped. Oh, yay, yippee. Great, great. And they're saying, don't be afraid. They're saying this is not a fearful thing. They're reminding us that it's the anticipation. That's what we suffer when we think about the anticipation of ripping this Band-Aid off. But like when you rip off the Band-Aid, it's over in a second. Okay? And then we can move on. And they're saying there are things to do that you need to do in your life that you've been procrastinating. Like you've been putting off. And this is your sign. Rip off the mother freaking Band-Aid. Do it. It's not as bad as you think. It's going. You need to do this to move forward. There's something for some people out there that's blocking them at this time, that's keeping them stuck and stagnant. And you know what it, you know what your Band-Aid is. You know what your Band-Aid is. It could be lifestyle, could be a habit. It could be so many different things. Pattern. But you need to get quiet. You need to find some space this month in May and focus on your breath and ask for guidance, ask for help, ask to be shown what you need to be focusing on this month, what needs to be healed, and what your Band-Aid is. Okay, what you need to take action on right now. Because once you rip that Band-Aid off, just seeing like healing, like they're showing me that a Band-Aid can, it's great in the beginning, but they're showing me it actually can sometimes impede healing because we need the air to get to the wound, okay? We need maybe salt water. They're showing me somebody swimming and it's like, you need air, like, sunlight, I don't know. Sunlight really helps with wounds, but I feel like sun, you know, we need to get, sun is so important for our health. Obviously, you don't want to get sunburned. We've talked about this before. But these Band-Aids can become crutches, or they are crutches. It's like, we're going to put this here to hide this wound and forget about it. Nobody can see the ugliness of this quote unquote wound. And I'm just going to forget about it. It's a crutch. And you don't allow things to heal. Like it's keeping you from moving forward. And they're saying, rip off the Band-Aid. They're saying, allow your wounds to come to the, to be shown, like come to the, they're kind of showing me a couple of things like this with they're connecting this to shadow work as well, which has come up quite a bit recently, but people's with these energies, they have helped release conditioning, but have also brought a lot of our childhood wounding to the surface, which we may want to cover and not acknowledge. We don't want to look at it, so maybe we're putting a Band-Aid on it. And this is for some people. I'm hearing for some people, this Band-Aid in your life is you not wanting to look at your childhood wounds, not wanting to look at your shadows. And so for this month, some people are going to be confronted with some of those shadows. They're saying you get to decide. You get to decide what you do when your shadows are reflected back to you. And they're saying you will see your shadows through your interactions with other people. And they are going to be a mirror for you and show you parts of yourself that you do not want to acknowledge, you do not want to see. And some people may have already been going through this in April, but they're saying this is a time to be honest with yourself. And you get to decide this time. Are you going to plaster a Band-Aid on these things and try to hide them? Or are you going to lovingly look at these shadows, these wounds, and accept yourself despite them? Are you going to love yourself and acknowledge that you aren't perfect and be open to healing? Open to healing these parts of yourself. And also, they're showing me open to accepting these parts of yourselves. Like, they're saying you don't need to change everything about yourself. Part of it is just making space. They're showing me making space for some of these aspects of yourself that you've tried to keep hidden, or parts of yourself that you've repressed. And they're saying, you know what, you don't even have to go and actively heal these things. If you make space for some of these shadowy parts of yourself, they're showing me you creating space for them. It's almost like these shadows almost dissolve. Because once you've created space for them and welcomed them in, then they will not be seen as good or bad. They will just be welcomed in as part of who you are. And these shadow aspects, I'm almost seeing them dissolving. They will lose their energetic power because they haven't been repressed and unacknowledged, and the guilt, and they're showing me guilt and shame attached to these shadow aspects, and it's just showing me it dissolve because you learn to accept yourself for who you really are and all parts of yourself. So this theme of shadow work continues to show up in the episodes. Back to the song again. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Like, I'm just feeling this giddy energy again associated with a spiritual awakening. And when you do start to open up your gifts, it's like, again, you're seeing the world with new eyes, and it can be super exciting, but people need to be careful not to overly romanticize spiritual awakenings. And I feel like that's what's done sometimes on the internet. And I know I did that myself. I'm like, ooh, spiritual awakening, like crystals and oracle cards and energy healing. Like, this is amazing. Like, and it is. All of those things are amazing and exciting and fun. And I guess this is where the shadow work is coming in, is true spiritual awakenings can be very painful. There are parts of you that, you know, die, like the death and rebirth cycle. You're continuously, I don't know if the word is reinventing yourself, but you're rebirthing, transforming, shedding these layers, acquiring new information about yourself, becoming more aware, more consciously aware. And so as you do these things and as you release layers and layers of conditioning, it can be painful. Can be very painful, and many people go through dark nights of the soul. And I've been meaning to do a podcast episode on the dark night of the soul, and I should pluralize that. And maybe I will do one soon. And maybe some people are going through that right now. And if you are, I'm sending you lots of love, because it can be a very isolating experience, very lonely experience for many people. And a lot of times that feeling of isolation is necessary. But back to the spiritual awakening piece, I'm just seeing that there are many people who are really going through a significant awakening, whether it's their first, second, third, or so on, and it feels exciting to them, and it can feel out of control and unpredictable, like what is happening right now, like what in the world is going on. But with that, I'm just feeling this renewed energy, renewed purpose and excitement. So for those people who went through a lot in April, a lot of band-aid ripping, a lot of disruption and perhaps energetic upheaval, I'm seeing the energies for May being supportive for the changes that you have made. They're going to help propel you in different directions, help you connect with like-minded individuals, be open to new opportunities, seeing abundance coming in, projects. If you have a project that you want to launch, I'm just seeing there's going to be energy in the upcoming month to support you, because these energies may have felt like they sidelined you last month, but it was just a clearing that was taking place. A lot of purging was happening in April for a lot of people. And so May, it's like a lot of things were purged. So the energy's coming in. It's almost like I'm seeing a clean slate. It's like, okay, so what is your intention right now? What's your focus? What are your goals? And they're showing me the importance of writing this stuff down, getting very clear, because now the energy, it went in step one, it cleared everything away. And now it's like a clean slate. And now this energy wants to work with what you want to co-create. Like, that's why they're saying you need to be very intentional this month, because this energy is going to come in and support what you're focusing on. So be very mindful of your thoughts and your conversations, because that they're just showing me this energy is supercharging whatever you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on lack and scarcity, these energies can come in and supercharge that for you. If you are focusing, despite your situation, you may feel like things are tight financially for you or things are unpredictable. And if you focus on that scarcity and lack, you're going to get more of the same. They're saying focus on what you want to co-create. Even when you're feeling afraid and you feel yourself dipping into the lower vibrations, the lower energies, and being pulled into that thinking, the scarcity thinking, they're saying you need to shift out of it. If you have Reiki, they're showing me use your Reiki to help you. Give yourself Reiki. Go to a Reiki session. Just be connecting with the higher dimensions, higher frequencies. You need to shift out of the lower frequencies, shift into the higher frequencies. And when you do that, that's going to have an impact on your thinking, and it's going to motivate you to be focusing on your goals and to see the higher perspective and to see the possibilities. They're showing me that some people are really caught in low vibrational thinking, and it's limiting their perspective and limiting their ability to manifest and co-create, because they don't, when you're in that lower vibration, you do not see what's possible. You everything seems small. They're just showing me just how limited the perspective is in these lower frequencies and these lower dimensions. And you need to have practices that can help you connect with the higher realms, the higher frequencies. And I've mentioned this before, but they're showing me again. So breathwork. Some people use breathwork to connect with these higher frequencies. I use breathwork. I use Reiki. Reiki is one of the quickest ways that you can shift your energy to a higher frequency. And when you're at that higher frequency, and we talk about the 12 heavens, which are kind of like dimensions in Reiki, you can access those higher heavens, and you can, it's like leaving the polarity and duality of the first heaven, like of Earth, like where we're living right now, very dualistic, very divided. And so you want to connect with those higher levels of consciousness, because that's It's from those higher states, those levels of awareness. That's where you can see the possibilities, and that's where you can co-create and manifest. So this month, if you find yourself being pulled into that scarcity thinking, into the lack mindset, you really need to focus on the tools that allow you to shift. And for some people, they're showing me, for some people, it's going for a massage. It can help shift you in some way. It's connecting with your body. They're showing me somatic movements. Find the ways that can help you connect with higher realms, with higher frequencies of energy, and so that you're not trapped in the lower vibrations. Because if you stay in the lower vibrations, it's limiting everything. It's literally keeping you in the small box. And maybe this is your sign. Maybe you don't have any tools. So this is your sign to learn a new tool, whether it be breathwork, whether it be Reiki, whether it be some type of somatic movement. Okay. But you need a tool. Everybody needs tools to support them. And especially now. Especially now. And speaking of trainings, I will be offering a Reiki level 1 and 2 in June. And I have a master. I know I keep talking about this. Someday I will explain what my April was like and why things have been a bit on hold in my business. But everything, there's just a lot of stuff that's very up in the air and has prevented me from being fully engaged in my business. But even just waking up today, I felt new energy. I felt the energy of promise and potential, and I could feel things for me personally shifting. I feel like things are shifting, which was of great relief to sense that. And that's being reiterated today for everybody listening. Okay. Thank you, Pointer Sisters. We got something to be excited about for May. So if you have been wanting to learn Reiki, I would love to have you in class. And I've mentioned this many, many times, but becoming attuned to Reiki has supercharged my healing, has opened up my gifts. And this energy has been one of the most important guides on the healing path for me, as well as accessing the Akashic Records. And I will be releasing a course this summer again, The Bridge, on how to read the Akashic Records, because I'm receiving more and more information all the time. What a necessary tool that is for people being able to access their soul's history. Okay, it's your birthright. Like, you deserve to have access to that information to help you move forward and navigate everything that's going on in your life, and to give you insight on what has happened in past lifetimes, perhaps that's impacting you today. So really, Reiki and the Akashic Records for me are like a 1-2 punch. If you want to just accelerate your growth and healing and open up your spiritual gifts, Akashic Records and Reiki together are just extremely important avenues, vehicles. I don't know what you want to call it, but they have changed the game, people. Changed the game. Game changer. I digress. So, should I pull a card here before we go? I think I should. Let me get my pendulum. And we will see what, I guess I could pause it to see. Oops, I'm hitting my microphone. I'll just talk to you while I do this. How's your day going? How is your day going? Moonology, okay. This is not a deck that I have used in a very long time. Sometimes I don't like this. Oops, I just gotta fix my mic. This deck, sometimes they can be they. It's who wrote this deck? Yasmin Boland. Yasmin. And these cards sometimes are a bit blunt, but we love a blunt queen. Not like a blunt clean, you know what I mean. I'm not advocating for drugs on this podcast. Okay, let's see here. Okay, nothing's popping out. Nothing is popping out. So I'm just going to, separate the deck and flip a card. Have faith in your dreams. Okay. I don't even think I'm going to go to the, I feel like there's one more in this deck. I'm just going to get another card, but I'm not going to go to the book for this one because, I mean, this really lines up to what I was just talking about a second ago. Oops. I almost dropped the whole deck again. A time for healing. Okay. I feel like I might go to the deck for that one or to the guidebook. So what I'm hearing about have faith in your dreams is, again, just be very intentional this month. Okay. Do not allow yourself to let go of your dreams because you're not seeing progress. You may be feeling frustrated that certain things haven't come to fruition for you. You haven't seen change. You haven't seen movement or growth or success with a certain dream or certain manifestation. And I feel like I could do a podcast episode of manifestation. I don't know. And I guess that would go hand in hand with more quantum manifestation. I don't even know a lot about it, but I don't want to manifest specific things anymore because I don't think that I always know, sometimes I can't even see what's possible, fully possible. I can see possibilities, but there's an even greater plan. There could be an even greater plan for me. And so if I'm so focused on calling the specific thing in, then I could, maybe I'm missing out on something else. So of course I want to manifest and attract for my highest good, but I don't want to micromanage it either, if you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, I digress. So this card, have faith in your dreams, waxing crescent moon. And there's a picture of a butterfly and a bee, and I guess that must be a waxing crescent moon and some flowers. But I'm just hearing, don't give up. Do not lose faith. And some people may be losing faith because of what they've gone through recently, either last month or in the last several months. There may have been some hardships and challenges and it's felt unfair what you've been going through, but you're just being encouraged to keep focused on your dreams and do little things. Do not give up on that dream that you have. It is still possible. And maybe the timing for it is just not right at this moment, but you really need to trust and surrender. And that is hard. It is so hard. And it's easy to talk about, but I'm in that situation in my life right now and I'm being called to surrender. And it's so easy to talk about it. It's so easy to say you just need to surrender and trust and know that it's unfolding in perfect timing. And it's just but to live it, it's much harder. You really do have to have faith, and it can feel scary, but you are being called to not lose faith, not lose hope, and keep focusing. They just keep showing me somebody writing down these dreams. And don't micromanage it, okay? You don't necessarily know how it's going to come to fruition, how it's going to go down. It may happen or come to you in a very different way than you are expecting, and be open to that, okay? They just keep talking about micromanaging. People are trying to control things too much, and they're showing me that with certain manifestation rituals, they're too controlled. They're saying there needs to be openness. You need to let go of the reins. That they're saying intention is everything. We're not saying don't be intentional, don't focus on what you want, but they're showing me now actually the importance of play this month. Playing and connecting with your inner child and connecting with the innocence that you had as a child and maybe the innocence that was lost, and being able to connect with that innocence is going to open you up, okay, to actualizing some of these dreams. And they're showing me this innocence and this play and joy coming from connecting with your inner child is going to raise your vibration and allow this thing that you want to come in more easily. So they're saying for some people it's going to feel kind of, what's the word? Not inappropriate to play, but like given if you're going through a hardship right now, it's like you're going to go do this. Look at all these serious things that you should be focusing on right now. You don't have time to play. Like, are you crazy? Like, that's what your ego is going to tell you. Like, girl, you don't have time to play. You have to do this, 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 and this. Like, you do not have time to do this. Everything in your life is supposed to be serious right now. Like, look what you're going through or look what you've gone through. They're saying no. When you think you don't have time to play, you need to pencil that in. You need to play more now than ever. Why are they saying throw abandon to the wind? Is that even a saying? Showing me you flying a kite. Why? I don't know. Why? I do not know. Fly a kite to the highest heights. My mom used to sing that song all the time. Let's go fly a kite. Do, 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 do. Do you know that song? Is that just me from my childhood? But go fly for mother freaking kite, y'all. And not go fly a kite like in a bad way. Who made that into a go fly a kite? Who made that into a bad expression? Like, go fly a kite. It's like, are they trying to say they want you to be swept away by the wind and like taken away somewhere? Like, that's an expression, right? Go fly a kite. Like, it's supposed to be a mean expression. Like, get out of here. Okay. I digress. But yeah, you need to play this month. And you know what? That's what now I'm hearing again with the Pointer Sisters. Thank you. Like, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. That's what they're saying. You need to connect with that energy of like, I'm so excited and like express that to the world. And they're showing me like when you can tap into that excitement and you can show it and let it out, like you are going to become magnetic. And so they're saying like, do the things that like, what excites you right now? If you can't think of something that would excite you right now, and you know what? I'm trying to think right now. I'm like, oh, dang, called out. They're saying to go create a list like after this podcast. I don't know. I guess that's for me. After this podcast episode, write a list of things that would potentially excite you right now. And if like, or things that you have exciting that are coming up in your life. And if you don't have anything, then you need to create an excitement list, things that are going to bring excitement into your life. And they're saying like, they often say in the records, like you don't want to just always be looking to the future for that thing you're looking forward to, like the trip, I don't know, the concert, the thing to like, and they're actually reemphasizing that right now. They're saying, no, it doesn't have to be big like that. Like they want you to incorporate excitement, that energy into your life every day. Like what could bring you just a small bit of excitement? And yeah, they're bringing in the drinking now. Somebody needs to hear this because I know that this happened for me. It's like if you are drinking, okay, where is this podcast episode going? There's some people have not been able to experience excitement and feelings of happiness and joy because they have been numbing with alcohol. And I know I've talked about this before, but they're saying to talk about it again. Alcohol is used often to numb negative emotions. If you are, and oh, this is all making sense right now. People last month were going through a lot. And some people maybe were using alcohol or weed or something to self-medicate. And, or maybe you've been doing that all along. I don't know. This is just what's coming through. And so oftentimes people drink to numb these negative emotions, these perceived negative emotions. And they're saying right now, actually, we need to stop calling them negative emotions. They're emotions. Stop saying good or bad. I'm like, okay. We got to stop labeling things good or bad. The same with the shadow work. Like the shadows are bad. No, the shadows are part of us. And they're saying the emotions, the quote unquote bad emotions, the negative emotions, they're emotions to be expressed. They're not bad. And that's what the problem is we've called them bad. So we then try to repress them. If people would just accept these quote unquote less desirable emotions, uncomfortable emotions, then we wouldn't be in, a lot of people wouldn't be in some of the situations that they're in. Okay. So they're saying that the people who have used alcohol in the past to self-medicate are not realizing that whilst, I love that they're using the word whilst, whilst numbing the more uncomfortable emotions, they're also numbing the desirable emotions like happiness and joy and peace and contentment. It's like, so you're basically numbing your ability to feel. Like alcohol can't just go in and like say, oh, I'm getting rid of the bad emotions, but we're going to keep the happiness and joy. Of course, we're going to preserve that. No, it numbs them all out. So over time, people just think they're not as happy as they were when they were kids. If you actually track it back, it's like people get less and less happy from the time they start drinking. Like, when did I start drinking? End of grade 11. And if you come from PEI, you know that that's a late bloomer. We got a very strong, robust drinking culture here. And I was one of, like, my best friend and I were the only two people, like, in our friend group who still weren't drinking. Then we eventually did. But, yeah, like, people think, well, you know, I used to be so happy when I was younger, when I was a child, when I was a young person. And if you really look back, like, I don't know, they say that once you start drinking, it's just you're numbing out these happy emotions. So over time, and I mean, some people, if you become an adult and are regularly consuming alcohol, even if it's not a lot, yeah, you probably do notice a big difference in your happiness levels if you look back to when you were a kid, when you weren't taking any of these substances, when you were just pure and innocent. I know they're using these words, innocence. It's coming back again. And they're saying you need to connect back to that childlike innocence and that purity. And for some people, you're being called to remove some of these substances that are, they're showing me they're getting in the way with you connecting with that childlike innocence and that joy and excitement from your childhood. There are so many things to be excited about, but they're for some, and this isn't for everybody, take what resonates as always and leave the rest behind. But what I'm seeing is for some people that a substance may be preventing you from experiencing some of these positive emotions. And I know for me that I feel like this happened when I quit drinking. I just really began to appreciate the little things. The little things brought me so much joy. And for so long, the only thing I was looking forward to was my Friday night wine. Not Friday night lights. Clear eyes, clear heart. Wait, what is it? clear eyes, clear heart, can't lose. Oh my gosh. I watched some episodes, but I think it got taken off Netflix or something. Never got to finish it. What is it? Somebody tell me. But I remember, and I've said it before, waking up Monday morning and I can't wait till Friday night when I can drink wine. Like, how sad is that? That's the only thing that was the only thing I was looking forward to and bringing me joy. I remember not thinking that any social event could be fun or would be fun if I wasn't drinking. And I mean, that probably goes hand in hand with my social anxiety and realizing that I'm an introvert. Like, that's what I realized after I gave up drinking. Oh, I'm not an extrovert. Everybody thinks I'm the biggest freaking extrovert in the world. I'm actually an introvert. Oh, okay. Alcohol made me think I was like a raging extrovert, which I wasn't, but I just thought that the alcohol was what made everything fun. And then when I started to experience things that I had always experienced with alcohol, I realized it wasn't the alcohol at all. And I can have fun and laugh. Like, I started to laugh so much more when I quit drinking, like actual real laughs. And I don't know, when I was drinking, I don't remember laughing that much in the later years of my drinking. Of course, when I was at the end of grade 11, I know that I laughed a lot. But over time, the alcohol really took a lot of joy from my life. And that's what I got back whenever I removed it. So that's coming through, I guess, for a reason. And again, we're at 54 minutes. So I need to wrap this up. And I'm just going to look at, I'm going to go to the guidebook for this with a time for healing. Balsamic moon. Balsamic moon? What the heck is a balsamic moon? Anyway, balsamic moon, a time for healing. Okay. Pulling this card suggests that the past is in the past and a bright future is beckoning. Yes, I love this. However, before you take your next step, make sure that both you and the situation feel healed. This is not the time to paper over cracks or simply pretend that okay, this is blowing my mind. Paper over cracks, like put a Band-Aid over the wound. This is coinciding with what was coming through. This is not the time to paper over cracks or to simply pretend that everything is okay. Rather, you still need a little more time to heal and to soothe both yourself and anyone else in need. Then remind yourself that anything is possible if you believe it. Okay, hello. This is everything that I've been talking about. This is also a time to surrender and wait to hear guidance from the universe. Okay. I see you. Powerful insights can be had. If you know that someone or something really isn't good for you, this card is a reminder to surrender. Start to work on your belief in your dreams so that you're ready when the time comes. Okay, so many things right now. Actually, let's go to the additional meanings. Okay, wait, attuned to the moon. It says, when one is healed, all are healed. Additional meanings. It's time to let go of the past. You are about to turn the corner. I feel that. I feel that in the energy. You need more time to heal. Think about how the situation would look if everyone were healed. Sorry, there's one more little part. Patience is required at the time of the balsamic moon. It is a time for self-care as you slowly but surely prepare yourself for the new moon, which is just around the corner. No matter which point in the current moon cycle you have pulled this card, it's a reminder to go a little bit easy on yourself. The time to heal into your creatrix power will come soon enough. Give yourself the time you need. So again, just what I was like, bright future is beckoning. I feel that for the energies. Okay. I really do feel that. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. But they're saying, like, make sure that both you and the situation feel healed. It's not the time for you to paper over the cracks or pretend everything is okay. And that's the whole thing, is like, if you are feeling wounded, okay, and if you did rip the Band-Aid off, that can feel vulnerable. Okay. You need to, if you've taken the Band-Aid off, and they're showing me you're taking the Band-Aid off to further progress your healing. You did need to nurture it and keep it perhaps protected in the beginning. Now you've ripped the Band-Aid off. Okay. Now you are open to other ways of healing this, but you have to baby this a little bit. Okay. You have to protect it, even though you're not hiding it under the bandage. You have to just be a bit careful when you have maybe your wound exposed. So that makes sense. And you need to anchor into self-care. So for some people, this is a sign this month that when you need to rest, allow yourself to rest. Okay. And to treat yourself kindly. And that is just not through your actions, but through your words and the way you speak to yourself. And the whole part here, then remind yourself that anything is possible if you believe it. That coincides with when I was talking about being intentional this month and seeing the possibilities and being open to that and the necessity of shifting out of those lower vibrational energies when you find yourself caught in them. And then the whole idea of surrender. Okay, wait to hear the guidance from the universe. And for people who have had their gifts come online, be open to the guidance you are receiving. You are not going crazy. You are not making this up. It's not your imagination. You are receiving signs. You just have to trust in what you're receiving. I'm hearing, get a dream journal. I think they referenced dreams in this. Yeah, start to work on your belief in your dreams so you're ready when the time comes. I'm hearing, have a dream journal. Write down your dreams. There's messages for some people in a dream journal, and they just keep emphasizing writing things down this month. So I am going to do that myself and get intentional for what I'm working to call in right now, but also be open-minded and don't micromanage it. Be open-minded to the possibilities and calling in the thing that's in your highest good, not necessarily the thing that you feel like you need. Okay. We are coming in on an hour, so I think that that is my time to shut this down. I am getting the urge to have a group healing session on Sunday. So check the show notes for a sign up link. I think I'm going to do it. And today is Wednesday, so I'll hopefully get out the information to my email list tomorrow on Thursday. So if you're not already signed up to my email list, you can do that below as well, so you never miss out on notifications about when I open up one-to-one readings, which I'm just doing sporadically right now, when I open up group sessions, which is a really awesome way to connect with the Reiki energy, to receive a healing at a low cost and in a group, and you also receive Akashic guidance. I don't even know exactly what I'm going to focus on in this week's healing. I think I'm going to sit with it. It's just kind of coming through now, and I'm going to try to release that tomorrow. Yeah, and maybe with some more details, but it's going to be a Reiki healing of some sort with Akashic guidance for the members, the people who are there to give you extra support. So if you are feeling the need for some energetic support right now, you want to be connecting with these higher frequency energies, I would love to connect with you in that way. I love doing these little group healings, and I will do, I think I'm going to do that on Sunday. So check the show notes for a link. And as I said, there are going to be a bunch of Reiki trainings and Akashic Records trainings dropping soon. So be on my email list so you can get the first heads up, and follow me on Instagram at Oracle Lightworker, where I post about that as well, usually in my stories. So I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. I hope your May is, it's going to be May. No, like, okay, be quiet, Kate. I hope your May is beautiful. And I hope you find something to get so excited about that you just can't hide it, okay? Try to find the little things every day and just anchor into that feeling of excitement and joy. And watch how things transform for you when you do that. And watch what comes into your awareness and what possibilities come when you are connecting with that frequency. Alrighty then. Have an amazing day, and we will see you next week. Same place, same-ish time. Bye.